called Gravel Ends, and it's a book-length essay, maybe 130 pages or so, maybe a little bit more. And I started working on it. The occasion was that the original scroll version of Jack Kerouac's On the Road came to the University of Iowa Museum of Art. And I initially was trying to write about that, having been a big Kerouac fan when I was about 17, and then eventually feeling kind of sheepish about that enthusiasm. So I was kind of interested in, I'm interested in embarrassment, maybe generally. It sort of started with that, and then it connected to a very large painting by Jackson Pollock called Mural, which is actually still part of the University of Iowa Museum of Art's permanent collection. And I was thinking about trying to put those two objects together. And then I kind of needed a third, so I wasn't just stuck going back and forth, sort of oscillating between the two. So the third object or project ended up being the history of the development of the interstate highway system in this country. So that took me several years to come to the end of, in part because the painting that I was writing about became sort of a more contested object. There was a very large flood in Iowa in 2008, and they evacuated the museum, which was in the floodplain, not the greatest planning move. And there was no problem saving what was in there, but then there was no place to put it suddenly. Everyone became very interested in the fact that we had this very large, comparatively early Pollock painting. In 1943 was when he made it. So it was worth an estimated $150 million or so. And the question that's sort of still circulating around in different moments of crisis in governments, you know, why shouldn't we just sell this thing and make better use of the funds? So that sort of gave the project an extra couple of, maybe another year and a half, too. I thought I was basically done with the project, and the flood happened, and then I realized that I wasn't really done with the narrative, but it kind of gave it a different element, hopefully. So anyway, that should be coming out fairly soon. Initially, we were thinking it was 2014, and now it looks like it might be pushed back a little bit further. So the trajectory, I guess, hopefully is just getting started, but it does feel like it's been a long process. Previous to that, I wrote different sort of very small-scale journalistic pieces, some of which was more centered on music. I was the area reporter for my local paper, the Press Citizen in Iowa City, when I was younger. I guess I've written poetry and fiction, and it eventually resolved itself, for me at least, in being really interested in pursuing the essay as a kind of contamination site, I guess, where you can think about the ways in which, as a form, it participates in scholarship, but in a less rigorous way, the way that it participates in autobiography, but in a less maybe systematic way, and the way it can participate in different sort of lyric or dramatic traditions. It's sort of a hodgepodge as a history. And for me, at least, what makes it useful as the primary form that I'm interested in writing in is that I've been pretty indecisive so far in terms of what I actually can commit to for writing.
Well, I'm taken with the idea of this Gravel Ends, putting thoughts together about those three subjects. I wonder if you'd address that.
Sure. So far, it's been the project that people have been most curious about and have sort of offered the most encouragement and support for. I'm anxious to actually have the book out there. I'm kind of in this anxious but kind of pleasant place right now where I get to make promises about what it's going to be, and there's no actual, object that anybody can be disappointed with. And for me, what I'm really interested in is the way that, not just the scale of both the Kerouac scroll, it was sort of being displayed outside of the New York Public Library for the first time, and it was being displayed fully unrolled because the guy who had bought it had decided that it should go on a tour. So the most striking thing was that it was hundreds of feet long. The Pollock painting was the largest painting he had done previous to any of the drip paintings, and this was 5 years before he'd started really engaging in that mode. So each of them have this sort of scale that is maybe making the connection at the outset, but then maybe part of what drew me into it was the way that neither was satisfied with being what it was. With Kerouac, it was clear that it wasn't quite enough to just write a book. It had to be this other kind of object. And with the Pollock, I suppose, I mean, initially it was supposed to be a bona fide mural, like painted directly onto the wall, and it ended up being on canvas. But there's a way in which just the desire that each of those projects is bound up with is something that I guess in retrospect looks very bound up with that historical moment, very bound up with certain crises and in masculinity probably, and certain myths that both of these characters end up being kind of destroyed by in their own lives. Thinking about how it connected to the highway always felt like it was a stretch that I maybe never quite got to the end of, but it certainly felt like something that the more I looked at it had a very determinative effect on the country in a way that I was born in 1978, so on some level, I'd never really experienced anything previous to a pretty thoroughly connected country in that way. So I suppose for me, it was trying to find a way to work with projects that were ambitious and bound up with folly and bound up with a kind of incomprehensibility of scale. I guess in that light, it's pretty easy to understand why it took longer than I thought it was going to finish it. My anxiety is always that it's going to feel, when it actually finally does come out, like it's too obvious, because it feels like it's been there in front of me for long enough. And that is something like, oh, well, you know, of course, these three things should be together. But hopefully it won't be too obvious when it does actually turn up.
Hmm. We'll get a preview reading from it.
On January 8th, I haven't figured out what, but I think I'll probably pull something from the book and put that out there. The problem I'm having so far is that it's hard to excerpt it effectively. I often have to sort of start at the beginning. I can imagine getting really tired of it, just the first 20 pages over and over again, if you actually went around and did a few readings when it actually does come out. So I'm trying to cook up a fairly brief, cohesive little summary that will allow me to jump a little bit further into the project than just the first laying out the pieces sort of approach. But yes, on the 8th, that's what I'm hoping to pull from.
Now, at Murray State, you hold a distinguished Watkins Chair in Creative Writing, which signifies to the rest of the world that you must be pretty darn good. And I'd like to ask you, what does it mean to you to be a good writer?
Well, it's very difficult to put your finger on, because I think that maybe the subject matter that I choose sort of gives it away a little bit, but I'm interested in art that is not necessarily at the apex of craft. I'm interested in work that is loose and performative and potentially excessive and sloppy in certain ways. I think in some ways both Kerouac and Pollock were bound up with that myth in a way that was problematic, but I think there are other writers, people like Bernadette Mayer or Alice Notley, or maybe more recently there's a guy in Cincinnati named Dana Ward, who are tapping into those sorts of traditions. That's not actually the writer that I am, unfortunately. I mostly write by rewriting. I think it's true that most of the sentences that I've written that I really can't make any better got down on paper very close to how they were the first time, but most of them aren't like that. So I guess for me, what makes for good writing ideally is that sort of unity of thought and gesture that mostly doesn't happen. And then the next best thing is that you come back to it and put enough pressure on it, just enough to get it, that particular passage or that particular image or a piece to where it can be. So it's mostly perspiration, probably. It's hard for me to say right now somehow, because I feel like I'm kind of between projects, and I also feel as though the thing I'm most terrified of is realizing that you've overworked something and that it's not possible to get it back to that moment.